Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Michigan State University graduate, James Madison College, went on, got her law degree at Harvard, and now an assistant U.S. attorney. And she has written a very interesting book, gotten rave reviews, called Law of Attraction. Allison Leota joins us. Hello, Allison. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm great. How are you?
Well, first of all, congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
I have written five books, and I've never had an endorsement from Alan Dershowitz.
you probably weren't writing law books, I'm guessing.
That's true. Well, tell us a little bit about the story and what made you write this.
Well, I am a federal sex crimes prosecutor in Washington, D.C. And, in the job, you see a lot. You see some of the worst things that folks can do to each other, really the very worst sides of human nature, but also some inspiring things, too. There's love, courage, moments of healing, and it's not the kind of job that you leave at the office. I found myself, I'd be in yoga class, and instead of concentrating on my downward dog, I was thinking about a victim that I was trying to relocate. And when I had kids, you'd take them to the mall, to the play areas, and instead of playing with my kids, I'd be thinking about, who are the people here who are the most likely child molesters. So eventually I thought, I need to take all this knowledge and imagination and put it to better, more constructive use. And that's when I sat down to try to start to write Law of Attraction.
All right. Is the main character here somewhat autobiographical?
Well, she has the same resume as me. She has the same geography. She comes from Michigan, and now she holds the same job in Washington, D.C. But her past is a lot more dark, and she has a much more violent family history. So she takes her job a lot more personally, and she also she has a lot more romantic challenges in her life because of that.
All right, this book has not been out long enough for me to say this, but this certainly sounds like a movie.
Thanks. That would be nice.
All right, tell us a little bit about the plot here. Can you give us a brief synopsis of some of the problems that the protagonist runs into?
Sure. Well, it's a murder mystery. It's a little bit of a love story, and it's a courtroom drama. The heroine, her name is Anna Curtis, is a federal sex crimes prosecutor who falls in love with a young, idealistic male public defender. And in professional terms, that's kind of like a dog falling in love with a cat, or in Shakespearean terms, like a Montague falling in love with a Capulet. It
right.
is complicated. And it becomes more complicated when they turn up on opposite sides of a homicide case, and her personal and professional lives collide while she hashes that all out.
Where are you from originally?
I am from Franklin, Michigan.
Okay. Franklin, suburb of Detroit. I know
yes.
it well. All right. What brought you to Michigan State, specifically to James Madison College, and then on to Harvard?
Well, I come from a long line of Spartans. My dad was a Spartan. His brother and his sister are Spartans. My sister's a Spartan. I think I knew the Spartan state song before I knew any other song or poem in the world. So I think it was inevitable that I go to Michigan State. But I was lucky because it was perfect for me. James Madison has that small college within the big university feel.
Right.
So it's the best of all worlds. I had a great time there.
A residential college experience. It's tremendous for those it's a good fit for.
Yes.
You thought at one point Michigan State University was a big river with a football stadium next to it, right?
I did. My dad used to take us. He had season tickets to all the football games. We would go up every weekend, and we'd tailgate, we'd walk along the river, we'd go to the football stadium, and I had no idea that there were classes or professors or anything else there besides that river and that football stadium for a long time.
All right, I'm not trying to do an infomercial for the admissions department, but how did James Madison College prepare you for Harvard?
Oh, well, it was amazing. I think it prepared me better than a lot of kids that went to Ivy League schools. With the rigorous curriculum, and there were some great mentors that I had at the school. Professor Michael Schechter was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you really learn to think about the world in a very different way than when you come in, and to analyze things in a way you hadn't before. That was really helpful at Harvard.
All right. The book is Law of Attraction. Allison Leota, our guest, assistant U.S. attorney, prosecutes sex crimes and graduate of Michigan State and Harvard Law School. If you haven't been asked this yet, Allison, you will very shortly, so let me get it out of the way.
Okay.
When is the sequel, and what's next?
Oh, thanks, Jack. It would be great if there was a sequel. There's been a little bit of interest in it. The actually Law of Attraction will come out next week, so hopefully it will do great, and we'll, a sequel will be in order. I've been dreaming up Anna's next adventures, and I think next there's going to be a big political sex scandal. And so hopefully I'll keep my fingers crossed that she gets to live that out.
Oh, that sounds juicy, especially in an election year. I imagine a lot of people would look forward to reading that. I have to ask you one more question before we let you go, Allison.
Yes.
What's the score of the football game Saturday?
I think, you know, Michigan State 50, U of M 0.
50-0.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. My Saturday morning partner, Tom Crawford, is a big Wolverine fan, and he's going to want to bet you on that game. So. All right. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck with Law of Attraction.
Thanks so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
All right. That is Allison Liotta, the author, and book coming out next week. You should check that out.